Let's ask our guest what he thinks about it. He is the captain of the Tampa Bay Lightning. He is the leading scorer in the National Hockey League, 24 points in 13 games. Holy cow. Oh, here's Steven Stamkos. Hello, Stamkos. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How you doing?
I know it's hockey season, but are you have you had a chance to watch much of the World Series?
Yeah, I'm actually a big baseball guy, so I've been following as much as I can stay up the night before a game.
Yeah.
Until.
So tell me about this, the celebration thing. We were talking about Peterson last night. I don't know if you saw the home run, but he was real happy and bouncing around, going around the bases. And then we talked about Jose Bautista with the Blue Jays and what happened a couple of years ago with the bat flip and how he got so criticized for it. What's the right thing to do? As a hockey player, you score a goal in a big situation. Is there any level of reserve to you, the joy that you would show after a goal? Is it tangibly different if you're down 4-1 and you make it 4-2? I mean, what read do you have on celebrations?
Well, I did see that last night. It seems like the bigger the moment, the bigger the celebration, the more acceptable it is, I think, for the other team. I mean, I think if Peterson does that, you know, in the regular season, he's getting some chin music when he comes up next. But yeah. I think they realize that was such a big hit in that game. I don't see guys doing – I mean, I haven't seen really, you know, off the top of my head, maybe Theo Fleury going down the ice, sliding across.
Yeah.
That's probably the one that comes to mind for me when I think of that in hockey. But I think in that situation, he was just genuinely excited and pumped up. Obviously, it was such a big hit for them that I didn't really see a problem with it.
If you're on the bench, let's say, and you're watching a game, and somebody scores against your team a big goal, and I mean, have you ever noted the amount of the celebration and kind of filed that away and said, "Hey, that's a bit much. Maybe I'll give him a little something next time I face him."
Yeah, well, it's usually me taking the notes and passing it off to the tough guys on the team. I'll be coming back next time, but
you should do something about that.
No, yeah, you should. I noted it. You should do it.
That's your job. No, you're the captain.
Yeah, exactly. But I think Ovechkin scored his 50th goal or something against us a while back and put his stick on the ice like it was too hot for him to handle. And
I remember
that.
It was his
50th goal. So guys were like, what are you going to do to Ovechkin? I mean, it's his 50th goal. He is hot. So the guys, you know, guys got a little, you know, pissed off about that, but there, other than that, there hasn't been too many. I just, you know, the hockey in general, we don't see, you know, as outlandish, you know, celebrations as in other sports. But I think guys do keep an eye on that. It all depends, too. Like I said, it depends, you know, when it is, what time of the game, who it is. There's certain guys that are going to get more leeway than others, for sure.
So you guys are off to a great start, 10-2-1, and you personally are off to a great start. You only played 17 games last year because of a knee injury, and here you are back leading the NHL in scoring. And I think, Steven, what's really interesting, in 13 games, 18 assists. You and Kucherov are obviously really hitting it off, but are you now more a setup man than trigger man? Because we're used to you being the guy putting the puck in the net, not necessarily setting the other guy up. Are you changing your game a little bit?
You know what, to be honest, I've been asked that question a lot recently, and I haven't really changed much. I think I'm a guy that just has always read the game and has done whatever play I feel is the best at that time. And right now, with how hot Kucherov is, usually the play is to get him the puck. but I found that in a situation, whether it's on the power play or a two-on-one, you know, my decision is not based on really because a guy's hot. It's what's the best play in my mind at that time, and I'll make it. And it just worked out that everything, you know, Cooch has been shooting has been great. But, you know, our other line mate, you know, Vladdy Nemestikov is off to a great start too. So everything, you know, that we've been doing is working. And I can't say that I've gone into games and have thought, okay, I'm going to, you know, try to get 2-3 assists tonight. It's just worked out that way so far. But also having, you know, Cooch and I on the same line, one guy is going to be open, you know, especially our power play has been clicking and we can both shoot the puck and, you know, one guy's going to be open and Cooch has been open so far and he's been, you know, obviously hitting the net a lot and scoring.
There was a time not that long ago where the issue, and I know you got tired of having to deal with it, of whether are you going to play wing, are you going to play center? That was an ongoing issue. Now, clearly, you're playing center, and you're going to be a center. And does that help you at all, sort of in your own mind, saying, I know exactly what my job is night after night. I'm not going to be worrying about moving around too much.
Yeah, to a certain degree, for sure. I mean, there's that comfort level there.
Sure.
But I think coming into this year, you know, there wasn't really any question about that. You know, I was glad to be able to get a chance to play on that line that I finished the year with last year, obviously with the injury, you know, with Nemestikov and Kucherov. I mean, we had such great chemistry last year and you know, you never know what the coaching staff's going to do, you know, with the lines coming into a new year. And for me, coming off the injury, really not knowing what to expect. So it was nice to see I got a chance to play with those guys and we've really just picked off from where we were last year and we're having fun. I mean, that's the thing that has been so encouraging for me is you know, with the tough stretch of injuries, is just doing what I love and having fun, and the success is great, but it's just been a joy so far.
With Steven Stamkos, the captain of the Tampa Bay Lightning. So with the injury last year and missing the vast majority of the season, I'm wondering about your off season this year and whether you changed anything. And whether maybe you were as a coincidence of the injury and the prep for this year helps you get off to this quick start, or is this just one of those things?
Well, it might be a combination. I think less golf in the summer might be one thing, but I did have to change a lot. I mean, there were some restrictions with certain movements and certain activities.
Sure.
That were kind of a pillar in my summer training, which, you know, which was running and quick feet and agility drills, you know, on the track, is something that really benefited me in my game, in my speed. And I couldn't really do that this summer. You know, we had some unusual methods. We did some work on, you know, some trampolines and some kind of grappling and gymnastics, tumbling. I mean, nothing that was, you know, really crazy, but a lot of proprioception stuff that my brain didn't have time to react to, you know, send that message to my knee to protect it. I had to just react, and I found that really effective for me in the rehab part of training. And once I kind of got through that to the, you know, getting into August, you know, I could get back to doing some running and some lighter agility stuff that just kind of, you know, progressed into getting back on the ice and just feeling confident. You know, when you have an injury like that, confidence mentally is a big part, and I was able to overcome that hurdle.
Is there any residual effect, Stephen, of the injury? I mean, is there still any swelling from time to time, or is it you feel like you're 100%?
You know, there was no swelling, which was great, but there's definitely, you know, some limitations in certain movements. I think I'm always going to be stuck with that, you know, this leg with the broken leg and the metal rod that's in there. And,
yeah.
And now with the knee surgery, I don't know if I'll ever feel 100% again, but it's just getting to that new norm, you know, where you're just going out and playing and not worrying about it and trusting the work that you've put in, and I think that's where I'm at, and for me, that's a great place right now.
So you're now 27 years old. Holy smokes, did that happen fast?
Yeah.
You're 27 years old. You're going in the prime of your career. You've trained like crazy to come back from an injury. You're off to, I think this is the best start of your career, and under normal circumstances, you would have your eye on the winter and an opportunity to play for your country at the Olympics, and that's not happening. For a whole bunch of reasons that we're all familiar with. Have you come to terms with that in your mind, or is that still something that you wake up every day and think, oh man, I can't believe I'm not going to get this opportunity?
Yeah, it's extremely disappointing. I think maybe, you know, selfishly for me more than others, with not having a chance to represent Canada at an Olympics before. So, you know, I think I've come to terms with it now that it's not going to be happening. But it is tough. I mean, you want to represent your country at the highest level. You know, when I got named to that team, you know, worked extremely hard to try to come back, in Sochi, and didn't get a chance to. So I was really looking forward to this opportunity and worked hard to put myself in a position to, you know, if something last minute came, that I would have my name in the equation. But I think, you know, when it's all said and done, I've come to terms that we're not going, and it's tough, but, you know, it is what it is, and, you know, we'll focus on something else instead.
Looking forward, do you believe that your union will place a greater priority in the next collective bargaining agreement on making sure this is down and written and it doesn't happen again like this?
Yeah, I think you learn from the past, and that was something that maybe wasn't even on anyone's radar of having to include that.
Right.
It was just more of an assumption that you were going to have the best players, you know, play at the Olympics and represent their country, and that it was such a good thing for the game of hockey and growing our game and exposing our players. And, you know, it never really came to thought until we're put in this position. So I'm sure next time around that will be something that is in there for sure.
I don't want to turn the clock back and to look at things that are past too closely, but we haven't had the opportunity to chat with you on the air about your free agent situation and the offer that you got from the Toronto Maple Leafs and associated companies and your decision to stay in Tampa Bay. And it was your right, and you made the choice you made. But you understand that there are a whole bunch of people that were puzzled by your decision and maybe still aren't sure they understand what it was that made you make the decision you did. If you feel you can, tell me why. Why did you make the decision that you did? Was there a specific reason? Was it a general reason? Is it personal? What can you tell us?
Yeah, no, it's you know, it was an interesting process for me to go through that whole thing. Never had that experience before, and any decision, you know, that I've made in my life, or, you know, that my family has made, we've always done our due diligence and done our homework, and you know, being a free agent, you know, you have that window and that right to ask questions and take your time and make the decision that you feel is best for yourself and your family moving forward. And, you know, at the time, I made it clear at the beginning of the year that I always wanted to stay in Tampa. You know, there were some, you know, questions and concerns that we had going forward that we had talked about, and I was just comfortable, obviously, you know, being in Tampa and being part of, you know, seeing that franchise, you know, from where it started to where we are now, which is, you know, a legitimate Stanley Cup contender, and having an unbelievable owner and Jeff Vinnick and the players that we had here. And for me, you know, I had been so close with Tampa, you know, reaching the finals in Game 6 that I felt that was the best chance for me to win. And that's what it came down to was, you know, I've obviously loved playing here and the weather's great and all that stuff, but that's just icing on the cake. You know, we have a great fan base and we have a great team, and I wanted to be a big part of that. You know, I was the captain and the leader of that team, and that's something that I take very seriously and something that, you know, played into the decision for sure. So at the end of the day, you know, you live with your decision, and I've been, you know, very happy
sure.
with it. We're off to a great start this year, and looking forward to hopefully bringing a title back to Tampa as we celebrate the past title in the next couple days in 2004, that hopefully we can be a part of that.